From the heart of forgotten America, it's time for Full Contact Radio. You ready to do this? I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, a special edition from Cincinnati, Ohio. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, number three. The Senate passed a budget deal sent over from the House this week, and it means we're going to be spending like there is no tomorrow. And with this kind of reckless behavior, there very well may not be. Number two, the fallout from two nights of Democrat debates in Detroit do not bode well for Joe Biden or for the far-left Democrat proposals that many Americans view as far outside the mainstream and, frankly, radical. And number one, with all the debates fresh in his mind, President Trump rallied the faithful in Ohio. Thousands turned out to hear Donald Trump at the U.S. Bank Arena. And he went over the list of fresh red meat for the faithful, jobs, the economy, China, illegal immigration, and a bit about the squad, the Democrats, and so much more. Thank you so much for being here as this program rolls into a Friday. And what a week it has been. First of all, you have two nights of Democrat debates. Two nights of Democrat debates, 10 candidates each night on stage. Now, come September, only 7 have qualified for the debates in September. One of those should gracefully bow out, Beto O'Rourke, but he's born to do this, so he can't bow out gracefully. But he should. If he had any class at all, he would bow out gracefully and say, you know what, I'm good here. But he won't. Let's see. The Trump campaign and the campaign stop at the U.S. Bank Arena was the largest, loudest crowd we have witnessed yet. The place was booming like a thunderclap. I mean, it really was. And of course, the president talked about border policies. He talked about Democrats. He talked about securing the nation's future. He talked about the economy. He talked about jobs. He talked about it all. It was briefly interrupted by some folks that don't believe we should have a wall at the southern border. It got some attention. The president just stepped away from the microphone for a couple of minutes while they came in and cleared out three protesters, is all there was. You know, and what I find remarkable when we come to these events, what I find remarkable is the lack of protesters. You know, based on the media, you would think there would be thousands of people in the street, you know, condemning Donald Trump and confronting those that support him. But really, the numbers are tiny, minuscule. We saw 15 protesters outside yesterday. 20,000 people inside the arena, 15 protesters outside, and that was it. It's shocking, really. It's shocking insofar as if you watch the mainstream media, you would think that there was this big groundswell of anti-Trump fervor everywhere. But people are so concerned about Trump, they can't be bothered to go protest about it, which, you know, I get, I suppose. But it's a little bit surprising. Anyhow, the comment of the, because I'm going to get back to the Trump campaign and the Trump rally, because I want to go back to what is getting the most attention right now in politics, as far as I'm concerned. And that is something that happened on night two. That is something that happened on night two of the Democrat debates in Detroit at the Fox Theater. And that was the surprise attack by Tulsi Gabbard on Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris never saw it coming. She has been unable to address it since. She has had her record as a prosecutor filleted by Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard is a congresswoman from Hawaii who is not likely going to make the debate stage in September. But she laid out in detail some of the problems with Kamala Harris's record as a prosecutor. Here it is, bite number 11 for a review.
Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way. When you are in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives. You did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
And that just left Kamala Harris reeling. She had no answer for that. She referred to Tulsi Gabbard as a one percenter, you know, as far as somebody who doesn't have a chance. Referred to herself as a top-tier candidate, you know, kind of an elitist thing to say. But she had no answer for the accusations, and that left a mark. It opened up a wound, I'm telling you that. And it didn't get any easier for Harris, and she is one of the people that will be on the stage come September. There will be some left. And we also learned in the two nights of the debates that socialism is something that's very difficult to tell the truth about, especially for those trying to hoodwink you into believing the government is best suited to tell you what health insurance you need and everything else. Elizabeth Warren, unable to tell the truth about the fact that your taxes will go up. And Kamala Harris, well, she squirms with the issue as well. Tough couple of days for Ms. Harris. Bite number three with Kamala Harris. Bite number three.
If we get insurance through CNN, if GM workers get insurance through GM, under your plan, they will not be able to keep that private insurance. Is that true?
What the conversation was about whether you can keep your private insurance through your employer. My plan will separate your health care from your employer, meaning your employer will no longer dictate the kind of health care you receive. Under my plan of Medicare for All, private insurance companies will be able to provide coverage if they play by our rules. And therefore, what that means in a very important way is that you don't have to be wed to your employer to keep the insurance you like and that you need.
But what they went on to say is, if I like my insurance from General Motors, I won't get to keep it. And that's right. That's right. You won't get to keep it because it'll be separated. You won't be wed to your employer's health care or whatever. She doesn't have a good answer for that at all. She had no answer whatsoever for the unexpected surprise attack from Tulsi Gabbard. So Kamala Harris might have come out a lot worse in the debates than anybody else. She took it on the chin a couple of times. Now, when we continue, I've got a couple of other gems for you coming out of the debates. We're going to hear from old Joe Biden, and I mean old Joe. Let's be honest. This guy has lost a step. I'm going to have a little something for you as he tries to defend his liberalism. He's more liberal than anybody, darn it, and he'll tell you so. He always has been. We'll get to that. Straight ahead, it's a Friday, wrapping up a big week in politics on The Steve Gerber Show. For your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of five infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.